Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality. Side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein. Good morning and good day to everyone all around the world. We are here today. We are going to talk about health and beauty, which is something that everyone is interested in. I think sometimes you think that women are more interested, but really it's for everyone. And we have an extraordinary guest, which I'm really happy to introduce, Kat James. Kat James created a total transformation program, which you're going to hear about. She's the author of the book, The Truth About Beauty. She's also a talk show host. She used to be a makeup artist to the stars and so much more. The question really is, are you ready for total transformation? Because if you are, I'd like to welcome Kat James. Thank you so much for joining us today and welcome to Tippy Talk.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
And today, I'm really happy because I have a question that we actually were asking this week, and maybe you can give us an answer that would make a lot of sense. And what is beauty? When somebody says, what is beauty, how would you answer that?
Yeah, not what we're told to put it and relegate it as. I worked in superficial beauty, and I was falling apart inside, working with models, of course, making them superficially more beautiful. And what's interesting is my portfolio, you know, 25 years ago had superficial transformations, but my portfolio now has transformations of regular people into people that, first of all, physically look like they're at least, you know, in the same category as a lot of the models I worked with, but it's all from a cellular level, but that affects spirit. And there was a biochemistry to my transformation because I was falling apart inside, destroying myself, as many people are today, wittingly or unwittingly. And there's an incredible power when we become wise and stop following the wrong information and going down the wrong roads. We can really end up in a completely different destination. And, you know, really, I look better than the woman I was at 19 years old, at 54. I can really honestly say
wow.
That. So, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably look and feel better. That's, I think, even more important, right?
Thank you. It is. So
you said something really, really important, which I think a lot of people are silently going through, and you said you were falling apart on the inside. Can you describe that, what you mean by that?
Yeah. I mean, initially there was a emotional trigger at my, you know, puberty that led me into an eating disorder. And the initial trigger was emotional, but it became quite biochemical, and I didn't realize that. So I did a lot of emotional work, and after 12 years still had a more voracious heroin-like addiction to food and many other health problems, autoimmune issues that eventually started to make my liver fail, and I wasn't digesting anymore. I had heart issues. I thought, again, I'm destroying myself. I must have a death wish. It's all in my head. And certainly today, with the additional, you know, issues going on in the world, I might have even had a quicker problem, you know, downward spiral. But that was my downward spiral, and that's what causes a change for most people, is this downward spiral. I was looking at near liver failure, and I eventually fixed it. And in a way that surprised myself, simply by desperation, this is before the internet, so I didn't want to go on. When I looked up this horrible drug, interferon, that they wanted me to go on, I said, I'm going to die. And I turned that around, and I also stumbled on a way of feeling, literally a five-hour stretch of feeling with no food obsession, no sense of impending doom from the incredible anxiety and the black cloud of depression that I always felt. I had freedom for a handful of hours, and I said, if it is the last thing I do, I'm going to make that feeling last 24/7. It took me a year and a half to do that, after which time 10 dress sizes fell off, never a binge again. After 12 years of every day straight white-knuckling my way through a biochemically driven binge, and that is equivalent to any addiction, by the way, because my dopamine receptors were burnt out. And then just absolutely shrinking, not only 10 dress sizes, but like you say, the miracle to me was not having the obsession and not having the emotional and spiritual issues, but every single thing I was dealing with head to toe was gone. And I even smelled things and tasted things differently and was not even, and still am not even recognizable to people I went to high school with.
Wow. Amazing, amazing. I like the way you put it, because I think a lot of people are doing this, but they're not aware of it. You're white-knuckling your way. I love that expression. I haven't heard it before. But I think most people are white-knuckling their way through life on so many levels.
I do. So,
yeah.
I mean, we think that being a human is like a cruel joke, because we're driven to the things that give us relief. And it's almost as though, oh, creator made a mistake or something, because everything I want to consume or do is bad for me, and we don't realize. And this brings me to, you know, a really amazing coincidence. In 2004, 7 years after I started leading retreats and helping to transform people, and I mean succeeding in exactly what I'd done for myself, only with countless other issues, the foremost clinical expert on a master hormone called leptin, not to be confused with the plant toxin people are learning about called lectin. And he happened to be at the same book signing that I was, and heard the description of the symptoms I was producing in everybody. And he said, wow, he goes, you're resensitizing people to this hormone that nobody knows about called leptin. And it's the master hormone of the body that fixes everything. And I mean that somewhat literally. It's incredible. Yeah. It is the balancer of not only that dopamine aspect that causes addiction, but also our autonomic nervous system, which causes us to have either anxiety or be in fight or flight all the time, or be able to rest and digest. And it modulates immunity, so we're not going to have autoimmune issues. And it activates mesenchymal stem cells. It lengthens telomeres, but not just more, so they can't make a drug. They tried to make a drug out of this. They can't do it, because what happens if you take insulin? You become insensitive to it. If you take leptin, you become insensitive to it. But leptin does even a whole lot more than insulin. 9,000 studies, incredible by this point. Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, people think that life is just kind of playing a big joke on us. But what you're saying is it's not. It's not, and it doesn't have to be. There is a way out.
Yeah.
So
there's not even
willpower
with this. Yeah. It's astounding.
Right.
It cuts off, it makes you have satiety again, and which is something I'd never felt since I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think that you said you were falling apart on the inside, eating disorder, biochemical, emotional. So basically your meltdown was physical, emotional, spiritual, and every other aspect that it can possibly be. And in order to heal that, you had to go through physical, mental, emotional, and all those levels to be able to heal. And are you saying that leptin is one part of the journey? Like, like if someone is at that stage where you were at, where you were totally falling apart, what would be the first step that you would tell them to take?
Yeah, this is really controversial what I'm about to say. I read beautiful, wonderful books, you know, John Bradshaw and The Inner Child and all of these spiritual mm-hmm. books. But by mm-hmm. that time, it's like honestly telling a heroin user, if you look at brain scans of heroin users and alcoholics and binge eaters the way that I was, you have the same burnout dopamine receptors. So you are talking to a full-scale addict with what I had. Mm-hmm. But if you look at someone who's been on opioid drugs or even some psych drugs, and by the way, the fat-free era led to the entire obesity era, led to our entire obesity and drug dependence right now. So it was mm-hmm. the fat-free era. Mm-hmm. It was the fat-free era that led to my even greater biochemical imbalance, because that was my quote-unquote mm-hmm. solution for, you know, my hips expanding incredibly at 13 years old. But there's mm-hmm. just as much harm being done with the psych drugs that are modeled after street drugs. They're powerful. They're mm-hmm. addictive. And also pain drugs and then many other things that are harming us, but not pointing the finger where it belongs. And frankly, sugar is more evil and more ability to separate you from your inner voice and your conscience and your spirit. It's like a physical way to be separated from your spiritual potential. And when your dopamine pathways are you know, problematic, and now we're spiking our dopamine even with social media and shopping, mm-hmm. literally. You're mm-hmm. having a mm-hmm. fasting in metabolically challenged people will also spike dopamine. So in rodents, a missed meal, the next meal, you've got a spike in dopamine. That's what we want to avoid, is spikes in sugar, insulin, dopamine, and thus leptin. And then you can start to heal in a way that where you will feel in control again. And that's the blind spot. Otherwise, we could spend this show talking about pure spirituality. It would be wonderful, mm-hmm. but that blind spot needs to be mm-hmm. addressed.
Yeah, I think you said so many amazingly important things that we can talk 3 hours about each and every one of
yep.
those topics. But since we don't have that much time, I want to kind of hone in on the most important things. And one of the most important things you said is sugar is evil. I love that. That's really like the name of a new book, Sugar is Evil. Because people don't realize that just eating chocolate and sugar, it's more than just a little bit of fun or a little bit of weight gain. It's a lot more. So I love that expression. And then another thing that you said that I think is really huge is that food addiction is worse than any other addiction. And to tell you the truth, I think food addiction is much, much more difficult to get off than almost any other drug. I don't know about heroin because I've never tried that, but I think food addiction.
Food. Yeah, we have to eat food. It's in front of us constantly. It's not worse biochemically,
right.
certainly, but you have something that you need to consume. But what many people say is, I don't eat sugar. Many of your listeners are beyond quote-unquote eating sugar, but they're eating things that mm-hmm. turn to sugar. And the more metabolically mm-hmm. challenged you are, the easier it is to spike your blood sugar, as I did to this woman who used to eat plastic food I grew up with in Michigan and graduated mm-hmm. to the very sophisticated and healthy foods that I would see on photo shoots for Vogue and Bazaar and Vanity Fair, all these magazines I worked for regularly. And all of a sudden I'm eating, you know, arugula, things that look like twigs and bark at first to this Michigan girl. And then all of a sudden I'm eating healthy, but then I'm still using literally something like a plate of quinoa or brown rice as a hard drug. Because mm-hmm. once you have that and your microbiome also changes, you can make a hard drug out of health foods and superfoods and smoothies and all of that. Mm-hmm. And that's another big blind spot area. And what I've done by living along with people 5 to 10 days at a time, 6 to 8 times a year for 17 years, and my own, you know, transformation happened before that hormone was even discovered. So I was transforming people without knowing, you know, this key mechanism that was happening that affects everything, the skin and the face. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing what it does to what we call beauty aspects. But how, you know, mm-hmm. spirituality and how we feel inside and how control and comfortable we are in our skin, that is a huge aspect of beauty. And so I call beauty, you know, real beauty, how we cultivate ourselves, the wisdom with it, which we cultivate ourselves. And so anyway, it's an amazing thing to have this mechanism in your control. And that's what I teach people in these retreats and have been around the world. And now doctors are sending people, neurologists and very heavy duty incurables. We're seeing, all I can say is transformation. That is amazing. And of course I can claim no cures ever, but I have baffled doctors for decades at this point and have a fertility clinic sending people and all sorts of heavy duty things that nothing is responding to. And it all coincides with this ever burgeoning science on this hormone no one talks about because Big Pharma has not found a way to monetize it.
Exactly. And I'm going to talk, we're going to talk about your retreat that's coming up and also your book that people can go to in a minute. But before this, I want to ask you something else. You see, you keep just throwing out words, but people don't realize those are more like bombs, you know?
Yeah.
And you said something that I really would love for you to expand on, which is you can make drugs out of health food. And you also mentioned brown rice. And how does that happen when somebody says, well, I'm going to have an acai blueberry with yogurt or ice cream smoothie in the morning for breakfast because
that was
my healthy breakfast.
I was the queen of sugar-free granola. Sugar-free granola with fruit all over it. Creation did intend for us to eat some fruits, but creation didn't create our metabolic state, which is unfortunately affected by epigenetic assaults. That means that's why now our children are getting diabetes by 18 and not outliving their parents for the first generation. So we can be assaulted by chemicals. It could be the high fructose corn syrup. It could be one generation of people who believed in fat-free, which ruined and threatens fertility and also creates depression. You can look at Lancet studies on that. And so we are a different metabolic species. So unfortunately, in order to function like Adam and Eve or Tarzan or the close relatives of those people, string beans of the 50s, your heredity is going to influence where you are metabolically and your eating history will influence, but everybody has a different threshold at which their blood sugar spikes from something. So someone with a bowl of berries in the morning might be great for a while, but most people over 25, 30 cannot just have the same, smoothies that some raw guru said to throw, cocoa powder and honey and this and that into a smoothie. You're going to actually be metabolically harmed by it. Some people are metabolically harmed by coffee. We're all individual that way, but we do have the same mechanisms. We do have that. Everybody has that threshold at which not only insulin, but this lesser known, but more important master hormone known as leptin is spiked. And we need resensitivity to it. And that takes as little as 5 days, but no one knows how to do it. They've admitted, even in Canada, one of their hottest dietary stars said no one can make what I'm doing happen outside of a lab. So there's science on leptin. There are books on leptin, but the actual dietary application is a frontier and will never be known under a microscope, never be figured out what makes this happen long-term in people. And it's not intuitive, but once you master this mechanism by symptom, not by number, but by feel, it is incredibly empowering. And that's what I gave up two incredible careers, including being one of the most quoted beauty experts of the 90s,
Yeah, I think what you're doing is really important because it really is a matter of life and death, and I don't think that's an exaggeration.
No, it's not.
You mentioned leptin a lot, and I'm sure that that's something that you introduce, but you also mentioned the telomeres, and I'm mentioning that because this is something new that people just started talking about and changing their diet basically to eat more meat because that is supposed to have a positive effect on telomeres. Are you supportive of that meat and fat diet with less carbs too, or are you more on a vegetarian and plant-based
diet? I was vegetarian for 7 years as my life was spinning out of control. And it's interesting because as soon as this flip happened after a year and a half where I had this feeling going 24/7, suddenly my rings were spinning literally overnight and I looked in the refrigerator, nothing I had looked like food. I didn't even know what I was going to go shopping for. And I had been recently shopping and literally 3 days later, my body demanded these different sources, not just of vegetable fats, and many of the vegetable fats are inferior and even harmful, as I'm sure you know, But animal fat does something that's totally different. We need cholesterol to convert vitamin D, or sunlight to vitamin D. We need it for our brain. We need it for fertility. We need it for sex hormone creation. We're convinced that cholesterol is bad. That is a huge, big lie. And even LDL is not bad. It carries our fat-soluble nutrients, gives you, you know, your testosterone and your libido and your joie de vie. It is only, you know, small particle oxidized cholesterol that is connected with, believe it or not, sugar consumption and carb consumption. And environmental thing about meat is, if you're talking grass-fed meat, which is the one you should be looking for, is false. Mm-hmm. So grass-fed production is roaming animals, not animals kept in one place, which I don't know what kind of idiot thought about doing that, because that's how you ruin the environment. And the industrialized, meat industry does that, and that's what gives it the bad reputation. And the greenhouse gas contribution was way over-exaggerated, including even the logging industry. This is a carbon sink second only to the ocean. If you are just buying grass-fed, you are a net positive on the environment.
Really? So it's even more than just staying healthy. It's also being healthy to the environment. So on a very, very basic level, without going into details, you would tell people that they should not be plant-based and raw all the time, that
well,
meat is okay as long as...
You can still be plant-based and do this. Even the UN didn't mean plant-based was only plant food. And so, of course, you can eat plants. And that's the misnomer, and it's like one of these conflations that keeps us, with the myths going on. It's plant-based. You go ahead and you eat your plants. You're going to be eating different plants, and that depends on your metabolic thresholds. You're also going to be getting a variety of different kinds of fats. But the body will not accept just eating a bunch more fat, and you'll gain weight unless you flip all the way into being a fat burner. My book is sort of a pre-program just to undo, decades of brainwash and to make you healthier where you are. It doesn't flip people into leptin sensitivity, because that's sort of a real commitment that you have to do the right way, and you have to understand how to prepare yourself for the body literally changing its primary fuel from sugar, which it's only supposed to be burning in a famine, to fat, which is supposed to be always burning in times of plenty. And that's what gives you your pure energy and your massive, unbelievable appetite drop-off that I wouldn't have believed. The woman I was wouldn't have believed it. And no one does until they experience it. And it is mind-blowing, not even to people that just have food issues, but everybody, how suddenly they actually don't need anywhere near as much food, but you can't eat another bite and you're looking at a mouth-watering plate of food. It's an amazing mechanism, and that's what a leptin alone does. They call it the satiety hormone, but it's for everything else as well. The homeostatic, it's the balancer, microbiome, even the endocannabinoid system and activation of stem cells is regulated by this incredible hormone.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible how much information you can squeeze into a 2-minute answer, which is amazing. but you did mention your book, and I love that it undoes decades of brainwashing, because I'm not an expert, but my sense tells me that the brainwashing is so deeply entrenched that really your book is a remedy. So what's the name of the book, and where can people get it?
Yeah, it's called The Truth About Beauty. And again, that's going to share my story and what I call a process of shedding the mindsets and the toxins and the excesses, and then reclaiming the joy of eating and understanding what is the real enemy. And calories do not count. Someone could have twice as many calories and still be the one who loses weight. That's a real mind bender. And it's already happened in studies. It's about whether you're a fat burner or you're a sugar burner, and the nature of the hormonal response to your food. And it's incredible. And what they get if they do, this retreat that I'm doing, I've got one right after Thanksgiving too, is they're actually going to flip into that. And also they get prepped ahead of time, and they're going to actually literally smell things, taste things, and have a different relationship with food by the time return home.
So you're really saying that individually each person is a little bit different. Would you say that generally for most people staying away from carbs is really important, or that's also
I've worked with Diane Lane, the actress, and a Mets player, an Olympic athlete, and all. I was surprised at first when I was working with these slim people, but there are a lot of anxiety issues and sleep issues and autoimmune issues and skin issues that everybody deals with, and this is incredible for them. And also they do realize they do have microbiome issues as you get older, especially if you've had antibiotics. Then you have still this kind of weird relationship with food that you think is the human condition. You think it's normal. You think all humans are supposed to always have this word, this shoulds in our head. Oh, I shouldn't have that. I should stop there. That's slim people know that one. And with men, they can't even believe, even if they've never had a weight issue, how much more energy and clarity, mental focus. And also there are, you can look up leptin and ALS and dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's is the great neuroprotective, and ADHD. It's insane. So lots of fit people deal with this stuff and it changes their lives.
Wow. Yes. So you started saying that you read a whole bunch of books that told you things like just say no, or just do it, or, which
calorie counting. And fat is fat, as if fat winds up on, you can eat fat as a fat burner and none of it ever winds up on the hips or anywhere. I mean, I was teaching 6 or 7 dance classes, exercising constantly. I worked with a season 3 trainer, The Biggest Loser, and different sports professionals. One had to fire his trainer because his trainer wouldn't believe he wasn't on steroids, because you have a freeing up of testosterone and your muscle to fat ratio changes independent of exercise. That's whether you are a professional athlete or not. You will look like you are spending a ton of time in the gym, and this is controversial. And I had people angry at me at one expo, and it was a big bodybuilding expo, and I had these incredible before and afters, and this trainer from The Biggest Loser actually, gained 6 pounds of muscle in under 2 months and lost 18 pounds after not being able to. She was starving herself and not eating, and she went to eating 3 meals and not even working out once a day, let alone 3 times. And it was completely transformed. No more Cushing's. Her period came back. She didn't have an eating disorder anymore. And this is incredible stuff that you just can't get with calorie counting. You've got to get yourself hormonally back. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't require injections or taking hormones. This is a hormone already in your body, made by your white fat cells, that the hypothalamus isn't listening to. You can get the hypothalamus to listen to it. In the world record, it's supposed to take 5 days. This can happen even in a little bit less, but nobody's doing it.
Yeah, so much information. But the good news is, the bad news is that we can't go into it within the half hour that we have. The good news is that you have some amazing things coming up, so that if somebody wants to learn more about it, they could. So we have a retreat, you have your book, you have a website, you're also on Sirius. Tell us first about the retreat a little bit.
Sure. It's called Total Transformation. And I've been doing these for 20 years. And, living along with people 6 to 8 times a year, 5 to 10 days at a time. And being able to see what interferes with this incredible flip into this other way I call the freedom zone. And so that's what people experience there. And I've done them all around the world. I just did Iceland and Germany. I've done Costa Rica 5 times and all over Italy. And I'm about to do my first one on this continent in a couple of years, right outside of New York City. I chose a place right across the river because I want space. So it's in Jersey City, and it's 2 5-day groups in a row, November 30th through the 5th of December, and then December 5th through 10th. And it's always incredible. I use the word loosely, decadent, deceivingly decadent food. You will never be hungry. You develop a way to be able to look at these macro ratios and by feel calibrate to what's perfect for you. And the food is off the charts, and it's very innovative.
And so if somebody wants to come to this retreat in New Jersey, where do they go? How do they sign up? How do they find out?
They find out about it. They can email us at info@informedbeauty.com, my website since 98, and call us at 877-54-TOTAL. Again, info@informedbeauty.com.
Okay, so the number is 877, and I'm going to say it's 548-6825 to those of you who are too lazy to look up total, and that's where you can call to find out more about the retreat. I'm always one of those That's like, okay, what's the number? No, it's total. Yep. I don't want to look it up.
I don't even know.
The retreat coming up.
By heart.
Yeah. The retreat is really cool. So that's one way to really get very deep and understand, because you basically didn't even touch the basics right now. You just kind of let us know a little bit about what it is. You also have a book that would really describe a little bit more of what you're talking about. And you have a website. And what's the name of the website?
informedbeauty.com or thecatjamesshow.com. The book, again, won't describe, it'll introduce, that fat is not to be avoided. You need it. It won't flip you and give you any of these incredible outcomes that I'm talking about, but you will feel better and you'll recognize that, yeah, there's sugar in all sorts of foods, even health foods.
Right. So the book will give you an idea of begin to unbrainwash you. And then if you really want to get into the program, then going to the retreat would be the next step. That's basically what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I want to add, a lot of your listeners are local New Yorkers, and some of them would be able to even stay at home, and there's a huge discount. And I'm going to say, if you mention this show, I'm going to give 10% off. But if you can stay in your and sleep in your own home, that's another $600 off. So that would be a big advantage.
That's a huge discount. Yeah, definitely. A lot of my listeners are out on the West Coast in Los Angeles, so I'm going to tell them that it might be a great treat to take an opportunity and come to New York. Right. Take an opportunity to come to New York. New York does have a lot to offer, and then you can be in the retreat, and then you'll still be able to spend a few days maybe in New York. So I think it is a worthwhile.
We're going to make a couple of trips and go to some of the incredible markets as well to stock up, but also people will be able to spend some time in New York City. There's a little free time in this retreat.
Oh, you mean you're going to go to the markets in Manhattan?
Yeah. It's very close.
Wow.
So, we'll be able to go to Union Square, shop where all the 4-star chefs are shopping, and give people a chance to do those incredible Christmas markets and see some of the lights, et cetera. So it'll be a great trip.
That sounds wonderful, and I think people will really benefit from it, and I love what you're doing. I always love when people do things to really transform people's lives, and food is one of those such big problems in society, well, in our society right here, right now, that it's like you have thousands and millions of books, really, but none of them give you real solutions of like, what do I do to get out of this maze of starving, eating, fasting, and I'm not losing weight, and I lose 10 pounds, and I gain 20 pounds, and it's a nightmare. It's really a nightmare.
Yeah. So I was stuck
this
in that.
Is really So this is really a way out of the nightmare. So basically, I would say, if you want to get out of the nightmare, it's definitely worth a try. And if you're in the New York area, really, you can't miss it. You really cannot miss it. So thank you so much for joining us, Kat James. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate what you're doing, and I encourage everybody to take a look at it, because maybe there's a better way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, too. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. My name is Tippi Feldenstein. I'm talking to Kat James today, who is an author and an expert and has done some big, huge, amazing things, and is now offering something in New York City where you guys can actually drive there and even stay at home. So, see you there.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch, taking pictures of your coffee. don't need a man. You got a phone in your hand, and you can keep it silent. Flying high like a bird with your aviators, but your heart is on autopilot, yeah.
Everybody, this is Sydney Feldman back at you. If you have stayed till the end of the music and you are still listening, I just wanted to tell you that we were talking about beauty a lot this week. And beauty is such an important subject, especially when you're misinformed to think that beauty is just your skin, how big your eyes are, how small your eyes are, what color your eyes are, how big your nose, your mouth, and all that stuff. It's not. Because no matter what your dimensions are, no matter how it all pans out on your face, and each one of us is unique, and each one of us potentially could be really, really beautiful no matter what. And I think that this is a subject that we really need to sit down and think about, because beauty is really not skin deep. And the delusion that it is can definitely ruin your life and leave you confused and disoriented. So please think about what beauty means to you and what you would like to see yourself. And contact me. Let me know what it's all about for you. Thank you so much. This is Sippy Feldenstein. Enjoy your journey.